Chapter 2. The Pearl and the Bear. I smell popcorn and cotton candy long before I see the Ferris wheel. As soon as the ticket taker rolls a red stamp onto the back of my hand, I push through the only one person at a time can get through revolving wrought iron gate. A bus drops off a few dozen 9 or 10-year-olds, all wearing the same blue t-shirts. A gate at the back of the bus lowers a wheelchair, and I'm glad they'll be getting in line behind me, because I'm in a hurry. My first entry into the county fair is waiting. The pavilion is gigantic. Never have I seen so many beautiful things in one place. Quilts in a multitude of colors and patterns hang from ceiling rafters. I imagine floating beds covered in cotton comforters, and I want to touch them all, but rules are rules. We're not allowed to touch the displays, and staff members keep a watchful eye. Somehow able to contain my excitement, I begin a slow, methodical procession around the perimeter of the inside of the building. My very first Afghan is in here somewhere. While intently inspecting every knitted, crocheted, sewn, beaded, braided, and hooked item, I see the same name tag on 3 sweaters, a pair of pink slippers, 4 hats, 2 pairs of gloves, and a doll, all displaying a first-place blue ribbon. Who is this person? How does one person knit all these things? I thought you could only enter one thing. So I search out a staff member, and she explains about categories. Next year, I'll read the submission guidelines. But for now, it's all so comfortable. All the colors and all the handiwork, all in one place. I had no idea that all of these people sit home at night and make things with their hands. I get to be a part of it. I get to belong to a community that I never knew about. I still don't see my Afghan, and anxiety kicks in. Where is it? Maybe somebody took it. People steal things. It must be in here somewhere. A small group gathers, and I stop my search long enough to see why. A pull from a spinner's bag brings forth a stretch of white woolly roving, and while others watch her hands pinch, pull, and spin, I'm mesmerized more by the back and forth motion of her feet. I've always wanted to...